"Hello, brother." Those are believed to be the last words of a Muslim worshiper killed today in Christchurch, New Zealand. He was heard offering that greeting as he was approached by a gunman, a self-identified white supremacist from Australia. The gunman is now suspected to have killed 49 people at two mosques and injured dozens more. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern condemned the attacks.
New Zealand has been chosen because we are not a place where violent extremism exists. This is not an enclave for that kind of behaviour, for that kind of ideology.
It's now Saturday in New Zealand, and for reaction from the Muslim community there, we reached out to Zulfikar Haider-Butt. He's the president of the Manawatu Muslim Association. He said the phone started ringing as soon as Friday prayer wrapped up at his mosque in Palmerston North, New Zealand.
Immediately, I called a friend, a personal friend in Christchurch where this has happened. And that friend told me, because all over the country, there is about 10 to 15 minutes difference in the prayer times. So they were a bit behind us. The actual prayer hasn't started yet. And probably this is the reason why we don't have big number of casualties. Otherwise, I can understand there should have been 250 to 300 people at least on a Friday prayer, and they would have been sitting in rows. I was told by that friend that he did see dead bodies even on the driveway, on the road. The people who escaped, most of them escaped through the windows. And I haven't been able to talk to the imam directly. One of our members managed to contact him later on. And the imam said he was lucky enough to, because probably he hired himself somewhere after hearing the shots. And he describes the scene was a real, I can't describe the words how he was feeling. He was pretty shattered and worried about the safety of the wider community.
What are you hearing in terms of the needs from the family and relatives or from the mosques?
The mosque is closed at the moment, and we have to arrange this big number of funerals maybe today or tomorrow. We have been told that at the moment there are enough people to, because there is a special requirement for the dead bodies to be cleaned and properly put a coffin on. So we have been told that there are enough people there and enough coffins there, but we are still standing by if they need any kind of help.
After the shootings, New Zealand's police commissioner came out and told Muslims not to go into mosques, right, to stay inside, to close their doors. You're not close to Christchurch, but is the mosque where you are closed today?
Yeah, the local police commander did call me, or his office did call me, and they said, we are not forcing you to close the place. We are suggesting you to close the doors and don't ask people to gather in the mosque. That's why we canceled the evening Quran classes for the kids. And we have also canceled the Sunday madrasa for the school-going kids. And the community here is really lovely. I mean, all day yesterday after the incidents, I have been receiving phone calls, text messages. People have left the cards at the gate, mosque gate, flowers. And literally people have been, non-Muslim people, they have been crying and apologizing for this act. So lots of support is there.
We're learning more about the suspect and his motivations. Has the Muslim community in New Zealand felt threatened by white nationalists or any other sentiment like that in the last few months?
Not in that sense. Some people are concerned, but I don't think there is a general feeling of fear or concern. Some people may get angry, but there is no clear fear in the people that, it will happen again or it has started. So we are hoping that it will stop here and it will never happen again.
As a Muslim leader, what message do you have for your community of Muslims and also for your neighbors?
Yes, I have asked my committee and members that please stay calm, don't be aggressive, be vigilant, and don't spread any fake news. There were, number of posts on the Facebook and other social media channels that there has been shooting in the hospital and the school and blah, blah. So I have requested the community members and my committee members not to forward any such kind of news and be calm and patient.
Zulfikar Haider-Butt, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.
Zulfikar Haider-Butt is president of the Manawatu Muslim Association in Palmerston North, New Zealand.